they were watching it, and we were like, and I just remember being like, I remember just being blown, and I was like I was just quiet for two episodes, and I was like, this is pretty f-ing good. And they're like, yeah, right. And I was just like,
it's the invisible, the best thing to me was the invisible Lamborghini. That whole episode where they're like, he doesn't have an invisible Lamborghini. Dude. Oh, yeah, that, and he just peels out, dude. And he just
that shit is crazy.
Yeah. And like when freaking Donald dresses up as like that white dude. Anyways.
Bro, that show is like, it does a really good job of showing, I'm talking about Dave.
Yeah.
Dave.
It shows a really good job of showing how, like how guys can be best friends. Oh. And not be sus.
Yeah.
There's
like
a ton of...
like, they do a really good job of showing that.
There's a ton of different artists on there, right?
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, I need to check it out. So we're doing...
Shout out Lorna Dunes. Yeah, me.
The Spanish song today.
What?
The Spanish song. I'm going to list... I'm gonna play it right now. And then I'm going to play it once. We're just going to vibe out to it. And then I'm going to play it again and kind of just, like, tell the story.
Okay. Real quick.
Ass,
eating right? Eating one bite is like eating a whole slice of chocolate cake.
It's gnarly.
It's
right?
Gnarly.
It's crazy.
I already,
it's not even as chewy as I like.
Yeah.
Are they chewies?
They're supposed to be.
But they're like insanely sweet. It's
the
like
goddamn the cream cheese chunks.
Yeah.
Like make that, and then there's cream cheese in the middle. Like what the?
That's too much cream cheese.
It just
didn't even taste like cream cheese. It tastes like white chocolate.
Yeah. It's right. It's like eating. It's like the chocolate, the chocolate cake from Matilda. That's what I feel like I've ate already, right? Like I took two bites, bro. I feel like I had the whole cake with the homie. Dinko one time texted me. He was like, "Are you? We're about to record after Stomp the Yard because we're doing like acro, so everybody's like flipping and shit." He called it Stomp the Yard. Gives me
big ass Jake, big ass John Mayer.
It's got a little more soul than John Mayer does.
Shut the f-
I think so.
No, I ever disrespect when you're alive.
Can John Mayer do a Tennessee whiskey cover?
John Mayer can do whatever the f- he wants. He's at the N word. I wasn't even mad.
Did he really?
He used to say that shit a lot. It was like a whole thing. They tried to cancel his ass. But people love him too much. That shit was so funny.
He's like, you guys want another album?
He's like, yes. What is it?
Teddy swims.
Where are you going? Where are you swimming to?
The top. I don't know. Teehee. Man, he looks, bro, he looks... like Action Bronson.
Oh, okay.
Like legit looks like Action Bronson, but he's does Action Bronson have tattoos on his face?
No,
he has them on his neck.
He has on his neck.
Oh, I remember this fucking guy.
He did a cover of Tennessee Whiskey, that is amazing.
Oh shit! He does a shit ton of covers. He sings good as.
He just released that.
Damn, and he called him John May.
All right, let's get Hispanic. So we're just gonna listen. You can talk. You know. Ooh. I'm gonna translate it. Police sirens. We're in New York City. That's the setting. Okay.
Queens then.
Huh?
Queens then.
Somewhere around there. Wherever Hispanics hang out, you know?
Queens. That's where all the Puerto Ricans are at.
Someone's calling.
Nah, Harlem.
Someone's over.
Harlem.
There's that too.
Someone's calling someone over. He's about to tell a story. So he's calling someone over. So it's an old neighborhood. He sees someone passing by. He has the rhythm, tumbao, that handsome gentlemen have.
Wait,
his hands are in his pockets.
Start it over?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Because he wants his hands in his pocket so no one knows what's in his hands. He has a hat that's tipped. It's like a fedora. He has shoes. So if there's problems, flies away.
He sucks. He got a fedora.
I know. He wears it. That dude wears a blazer with a white t-shirt.
So he has dark glasses, and he has a gold tooth that shines when he laughs. Three blocks away, there's a woman.
What year is this?
Pretty old, 70s. She walks the entire sidewalk 5 times. Okay. She walks an alley, she drinks. It's a lazy day. She has no clients. There's a car passing down the avenue. It doesn't have any marks, but everyone knows that it's police, right? Pedro Navaja is the guy. He has his hands inside. He's always cool. He smiles. His gold tooth shines the entire street. He walks from corner to corner. No one's there. The entire area is dark. But
he's a pimp.
He sees the woman come out of the alleyway. So he puts his fist inside his coat and he starts walking down.
He's trying to get his money.
He looks from one side to the other, making sure there's no one there. He goes swiftly but quietly across the street. And on the other side of the sidewalk, there's the woman. Her stomach's hungry because she doesn't have any money to eat. Okay? She walks, she pulls a coat, she pulls out a revolver. She's going to keep it in her bag so it doesn't get in the way. It's a 38 Smith & Wesson Special.
She got money for that, though?
She carries it on her to liberate her from evil. So Pedro Navaja, knife in hand, goes over to her. His gold tooth is lighting up the entire avenue. While he laughs, he plunges in the knife without compassion. And suddenly, a shot that sounded like a bang goes off. Pedro Navaja falls on the sidewalk, and he sees the woman. The revolver in hand and deathly wounded, she said to him, "I was thinking today is not my day. I'm living. But Pedro Navaja, you were the worst. You are nothing." And so now this is Ruben Blades. He's saying, people, although there was no noise, nobody came out. There was no onlookers, no questions, no one cried out. Just a drunk who tipped over two dead bodies. He takes the revolver, the knife, and $2. And he marches on. He's stumbling around. He sings out a little tune. This is the choir that I've brought, and this is the message of my song. Life gives you surprises. Surprises life gives you. Oh, God. Life gives you surprises. Surprises life gives you.
Wait, what happened to the chick?
They're dead. They're both dead.
Oh. Yeah.
The drunk trips over two bodies.
Oh.
He takes the revolver, the knife, and $2.
So they killed each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And then the drunk just gets to...
So Pedro Navaja, what bad luck. Who kills with steel, dies by steel. Life gives you surprises. You're a rogue fisherman. The hook you threw, instead of a sardine, you caught a shark. And then we get one of the most iconic lines, which is, I like to live in America, which is from West Side Story.
Yeah, yeah.
Ruben Blades took it from West Side Story. I like to live in America. Yeah. That's how it sounds.
Yeah. La, 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 la. I haven't watched the new one yet. I have to watch the new one. But I need Caitlin to watch the first one first.
Mm-hmm. The new what?
West Side Story?
The new one?
Yeah.
And then it ends with a newscaster talking about what happened. But that's the song. That's it.
That's
That's some.
I'm recording, by the way. I've been recording this whole time. So...
We cuss.
What?
We definitely cuss.
Nah, I'll find it. Don't worry about it.
I know, but why didn't you tell us at least?
Nah, because it's good like that. Nah, it's good.
Hey, I do like the bleeps, though. It makes it so much funnier.
So that was Pedro Navaja by Ruben Blades, right?
Spell that last name real quick.
Blades?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruben Blades for those in the United States.
Okay, okay. I was like, there's I know, for reals. I thought it was going to be more. That's why I was like, spell that out real quick, because I don't know what that.
Blades. But that's from the album Siembra. It came out in 1978. That is probably my mom's, my dad's, my brother, my older brother's favorite song that he's ever made. Mainly because it is such a, like, it's weird because it's one of those things where it's a, the you don't listen to the lyrics and you're just listening to the music. That song is a banger. Like, you dance to that.
I mean,
absolutely.
Hispanics do it all the time.
Hispanics do it all the time. We were writing some sad stuff.
I remember, I forgot who I was with, but we were dancing like to Hispanic music, and they're like, "This is a really sad song," and they were just dancing. I was like, "What?" And they're like, "Like, yeah, this is a this song. Yeah, sometimes I'll cry to this," and I was like, "Why?"
They'd be on the dance floor sweating.
Why are we doing what? Crazy. I know,
bro. Bro, my girlfriend told me that's the Selena songs. We're sad.
Como la flor.
I have no idea.
It happens, you know?
That's not fair.
I don't know if it has to do with the country. I wouldn't say it happens a lot here. I mean, it does happen sometimes.
They be playing them instruments.
Yeah. They're going ham. It's not just Ruben Blades, but Willy Colon as well, who is part of the band itself. And Pedro Navaja is a allegory for Jack the Ripper, essentially.
Oh.
But set in the setting of New York City. Ruben Blades is not from New York City, but it's important to know that he, in the 1970s, hated American culture and how they treated pretty much any minority in at that time period, especially the Hispanic culture, who also was struggling during that time, especially living in, you know, old broken down neighborhoods as well and being treated differently. He took inspiration also from West Side Story, which does tell of Puerto Ricans struggling and, you know, having clashes against Irish and white Americans. So he was very critical on society at this time, which is important to know. And so this song, although it is a banger, I mean, you guys listen to it, it has a very sad story, essentially. So your thoughts on it? Your thoughts on the songs? The song itself?
We ain't gonna do intros? You gonna say?
No, this song, bro, this song was a doozy.
Yes. I learned that doozy means something differently. because he mentioned that the past episode.
Okay, how have you been using it?
As like a bummer. I don't know why.
Wait.
I have no idea.
Wait, what is the.
Doozy is just like crazy.
Like, yeah, wild. Like wild.
Oh, yeah. You didn't.
No, I thought that when someone said something was a doozy, that it was lame.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've just been walking around, oh, that's a doozy. You were like, what?
Like, what? What context did you pull this from? That's the real question.
I have no idea. But when you posted the episode, you called the episode a doozy, and I was like, wow, you called it a doozy? And then I Googled it.
You just had your own definition in your head.
Yep. Years.
What wow. The Frank Ocean.
I'm sorry. But yeah, it is a doozy, and I really like it too. I really enjoy it.
Homie had a gold tooth in 78.
Mm-hmm.
He different.
So I will go over.
He was rich, money, rich.
Bro, and she was broke, but she had a 38.
I know. A Smith and Wesson special.
So what? Yeah, the characters, Pedro Navaja, who is the man with the gold tooth. He has a wide-brimmed hat. He also has glasses so no one can see his eyes or his next move. He's got sneakers so that he can fly away at a moment's notice. And then you've got the woman. The woman doesn't have a name.
The Mujer. The Mujer. Mujer. The Mujer.
She is obviously working the streets. She is a sex worker.
Nightwalker.
She's a nightwalker. She's walked up and down the streets 5 times, up and down. Hasn't made...
I wasn't expecting.
And she hasn't made any money to support herself, right? So these two cross eyes. Do you get a mention of police with no marks on the car? But they don't do nothing, obviously. Pedro Navaja, you know, he sees this woman, he wants to rob her, he wants to kill her, just like Jack the Ripper. And they go up, and the irony of the situation is that he doesn't know that she has a pistol.
Wait, he just wants to kill her?
Just wants to murder her.
Just her?
Yep. They're the only ones on the street.
So where did...
She just was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
He marches on later on. So, like, all this kind of...
So time passes.
Time passes. I wouldn't say it's a lot of time. I would say as soon as the shot is heard, someone's walking by. Exactly.
They don't care.
They don't care. Exactly.
Typical.
So Pedro Navaja walks up to the woman who is just trying to live her life, and he stabs her fatally. But at the same time, there's a gunshot in the air, and the woman shoots Pedro Navaja. So in an ironic turn of events, they both fall down and die. That's essentially how the story goes. And then here comes, you know, the drunk.
The bumsicle.
You know. The whole time, no one cries out. No one says a word. It's just another night, right? It's another night in New York City around this time. It just happened. No one cares, except for the drunk who trips over them on accident. You know, he's not actually looking for them. He trips over them, and in a turn of events, he takes the gun, the knife, $2, and he just goes, life is full of surprises. Life is full of.
Okay, does he know?
Oh, absolutely, probably. Yeah, he's drunk. But it's just another day, you know? It's just, they're like desensitized by it. Because this is like a common occurrence during that time. It's a common occurrence nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
People are used to it. And so he marches on, he starts singing a song, and he's just like, you know, life gives you surprises, surprises life gives you, oh God. And he's just gone. That's the story.
That's crazy.
People dance to that.
All, yeah.
Just to be aware.
All under a really good and jammy, like, obviously salsa.
Yeah.
Song.
The horns in the song are very nice.
How
and prominent.
How long is that song?
7 minutes. 7 minutes long.
Dancing for 7 minutes.
It's 7 minutes. Of course, 3 minutes is reserved to Ruben Blades telling the story, kind of giving allegories and sayings. You know, he talks about, like, he who kills by steel will die. Which, you know, if you live a violent life, you will die a violent way. Talking about how Pedro Navaja, you know, there's 8 million stories in the city of New York, right? And my grandmother used to say, he who laughs last, laughs the best. And, you know, he's just giving, like, these sayings to go with the theme of the story that, you know, things can happen at a moment, and especially in somewhere like New York City where there's millions of people, this happens all the time. And it kind of goes back to him hating life in the United States because he never really came over here.
Yeah.
You know, he was in, yeah, he is from Panama.
That's okay. Bro, the states suck.
Yeah.
It ain't.
Like people, he's in Panama. It's like, you know what? They're trash over there. Let me write a whole song about how trash they are.
Yeah, he definitely didn't agree with the style. And man's still around today. My dad actually went to go see him a couple months ago, still killing it.
How old is he?
He is 73 years old.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. 73 years old.
Still jamming to sad music.
Siembra is one of his most popular albums because it has this type of song. This isn't the only song that plays with that, oh, this is a really good, like, song to dance to, but the message of it itself
that's
is not.
Such a talent,
you
bro.
Know? Yeah.
To be able to write, like, a whole cryptic story or just, like, a sad song.
Mm-hmm.
To some banger instrument in the back. Yeah. Crazy.
This song hit the charts immediately. And of course, he did win a Best Latin Recording for this song or for this album as well. It's good to mention that. And
I do that, Olivia Drago.
Yeah. Drago, Drago.
Whatever her name is.
Who do you think? Rodrigo.
Oh.
Rodrigo.
Whatever.
Wait. 12, do you guys have anybody particularly in mind for, like, an American artist that could pull that off? Maybe Frank Ocean, but
Frank Ocean's easy because he's done it.
Yeah, but not in, like, the most jammiest way.
Frank's a hacker, so. But man.
Maybe Giveon. I think Giveon could. He's like a singer that uses rapper
Wait,
terms.
Okay, what's the question?
Do you think any American artist could pull that off? Like a jammy type music?
I think Outkast is the best to do it.
Oh, okay.
Recent artists? Gallant?
Nah. Nope. I don't.
Gallant?
I think Gallant could do it.
I think Giveon can do it.
I
don't think so. Just because it's like...
Wait, Giveon has done it.
These are like people who we actually pay attention to the lyrics for. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, like, you don't initially listen to the lyrics. You're just jamming out.
You're jamming out, yeah.
These people, like, they write so good that, yeah, like, you want to listen to what they say and then see, like, how they're interweaving between the instrumental and all that. So it's a little different.
But, yeah.
I mean...
Giveon did Heartbreak Anniversary, and there's a whole ass... Sorry. There's a whole dance. There's a whole dance. Stop. Don't you make that face. You cussed earlier.
Bro.
Bleep it out. What is it called? Giveon did Heartbreak Anniversary. Remember? They did a whole dance to it on TikTok.
I do think that it's hard. But yeah, it's true. Like, yeah. I think Giveon could do it. The language difference helps.
That's what I was thinking too.
Because... like, even with the UK, like, you were talking about, you know, a couple episodes ago where, you know, they can rhyme stuff that we cannot rhyme here.
They're cheating.
It's cheating, right? K-pop can do something different that the United States can do because of the language they have. And I think it's the same here with Spanish.
Yeah.
It's like, Spanish is, we have words that rhyme that don't rhyme in English, you know, and stuff like that. And
oh, my God. I've looked up Bad Bunny lyrics. What?
I remember.
Y'all girls is tripping, dog. I'm talking about nothing.
Because when you
were on a Bad Bunny tip for a minute,
never.
Because when you translate this,
yeah,
it's not rhyming.
Yeah.
It's a story.
Yeah.
Right. Except for a couple words like tumbao, which is rhythm. You know, there's no translation for tumbao. That's just something you do in salsa, where you feel the rhythm. Tumbao is where you feel the music. But other than that, it's just he's just telling a story. But when you put it into Spanish in his native tongue.
That's so crazy.
It's rhythmic.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so crazy.
I know, that's crazy.
But yeah, I love this song. I love the irony that, you know, someone out there, and I'm not gonna be smug and just tell people left and right who listen to the song, I'm like, you know what it really means, right? But like that people will dance to this. I'll dance to it, but it has such a negative and dark story to it as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love Pedro Navaja, and they even made, it was so popular that they made a short film called Pedro Navaja.
What?
Yeah, it's a, they have a music video, but they also made a whole ass film in 1984. Pedro Navaja, by the way, in direct translation means Peter the Knife.
It means what?
Peter the Knife.
Okay.
Yeah, because he carries a little knife around him. Yeah, but it was directed, it was produced, obviously, and written by Ruben Blades. And, I mean, it did really well. It did really well as the story itself. And, of course, you have the same characters. Of course, characters are added in. And, yeah, it's a widely popular song in Latin American culture. And, of course, I would say Ruben Blades is such a great storyteller that he kind of kicked off just who we have today or just back in the 90s, like Selena that you mentioned. And that's how you Ricky Martin it. And, huh?
Selena?
Yeah.
That's how you say that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. It's always
I'm Filipino.
Different.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't speak Spanish?
He speaks Spanish.
Like some.
Yeah.
Poquito más?
A little bit. It's only because we were conquered by Spaniards.
Yeah.
You know, we were slaves.
We're close conquered by Spaniards too.
Oh, yeah, we're true. Brothers.
But yeah, so that was Pedro Navaja. And pretty much, we didn't do an intro. I just kind of kicked us into it. But
didn't know
what's up, guys?
You already know who I am.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the most popular dude on the show. I wish.
I think the kids say cap.
I think the kids say cap. You're so annoying.
I did order. I wanted to get this record and invite these dudes over to listen to it. Cause I'm bougie, but
invite who?
What?
Invite who?
You two. To listen to the song.
I don't like that.
Cause it sounds.
These dudes, I don't like.
Oh,
I don't like
that. Wow!
But you're a dude. He's a dude.
Wow, dude.
But Yeah, definitely. I would recommend, this is a little different episode because obviously we're not doing a full album, but this is a listening room. And listen to Pedro Navaja. Listen to all of Siembra. There are so many good songs on that album. Willie Colon on trumpet. Amazing. That's who you were hearing, by the way, in horns.
It was so good. This one had cleaner horns. Mm-hmm. Like, not to be rude to any other Hispanic songs, but these horns are very, very like prominent and stuff.
Yeah. He does make sure to let those things wail out. And yeah, that's the listening room. We did it. That was easy.
I don't even know how long are we recording?
I think I got 20 minutes.
That's too short.
Too short?
Like, what's it called?
Wait. What you guys doing? What you guys doing lately? How's life?
Crying. No, I'm just tired lately. Nothing crazy. Just tired.
I would like to apologize in advance if I did mess up any translations or if I said something wrong. I wanted to try something different in a different country.
No, Mujer is right. I'm gonna get canceled. So Mujer,
what is? What's his name, right? Blades.
Blades.
Yeah, Blades.
You're making it sound like Gladys.
What? What?
Like bloody.
Would this prompt you to listen to more salsa?
Like Dracula Blade, huh?
Would this prompt you to listen to more salsa?
This song? Now that you like broke it down? No.
Right.
that, yeah, I know.
Like, no, you can listen to Suavemente, man. Like that
what
one
are you
is
talking about?
Just being cool.
How do you know that?
Suave.
How do you know that?
It can be like a triple meaning.
It can, but it means suave.
Okay, I killed you smoothly. Smooth criminal. Bada boom, bada bing.
That song literally, he just says that, and he just, suave, it's just that song is made for dancing, but not all Hispanic songs or salsa songs like that. Pass that.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
It's bachata.
Suavemente?
Yeah.
Oh, I went.
Happy birthday.
Merengue.
No, it's not, bro. I just seen it. Now you freestyling. Now you're just trying to be different.
I think it's hip-hop.
I think it's something that we would have to sit down and learn. Because I'm going to be honest, even though like I can understand Spanish and I can speak it kind of okay, I think I need to sit down and like listen to the different genres to tell them apart.
I personally think it's hard. And I'm a dance teacher. And I've done quinces. Mm-hmm. Like, and I've like taught quinces.
I think it's more about the timing,
yeah.
I think.
But it's really difficult. Like, it's a very technical like point to like understand ballroom music. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
I'm bad at timing. The only timing I know is what you pointed out with Pharrell Williams.
The 5-6-7-8.
Yep, that's all I know.
5-6.
What the four count?
Bum 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 bum. Yeah, but yeah.
Depends on how you look at it, but yeah.
Four any count, final words?
5-6-7-8. What?
Any final words?
Bro, this is a great song by T-Pain.
By who?
By T-Pain. But I didn't know it came out in 2019. It's called A Million Times. I've been listening to the song like 3 days like in a row, as one Lorenzo does. But the song is freaking tight.
Play it first.
Play it?
Not right now.
Okay.
While we're recording.
Chewy Chips Ahoy Red Velvet Cookies are trash.
Right.
Garbaggio. Basura.
Basura. Yeah.
Basura.
See, you know Spanish? What the heck?
I didn't say
you fluent?
I didn't.
Yeah. Dang. next single has going to have a little bit of Spanish in it, though.
We need a video.
What?
Next single has to have a little bit of Spanish in it.
Who are you? Like my A&R? Like,
you got to be D-Smoke, right?
Yeah, you got to be D-Smoke.
No.
That guy goes crazy.
No.
He's respected everywhere.
He's a Spanish teacher.
Yeah, but he learned it.
True.
Mr. Chang was a Spanish teacher, too.
Stop.
And he didn't know any Spanish.
That is a show. His D-Smoke's a Spanish teacher in life.
Have you, speaking of D-Smoke, have you seen Bel Air?
No.
Nah.
You haven't seen any of Bel Air?
I'm Peacock, bro.
Huh?
I don't have Peacock.
I thought it was
there's
really
a
good
battle rapper that's on it.
Anyways, that's fine. But other than that, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This was a weird little listening room. Somehow the same length as the albums. But I think it was because we just talked a little bit longer and we listened to the song while we did it. So if you guys want to hear more of just like songs, because I know there's songs, just one song that's a concept. It happens a lot. Just let us know. If you have any suggestions for listening rooms, let us know. Yeah. We love to listen to new stuff.
Any language. We'll find, we'll Google translate it.
We will do our best. Give us like a song from like Korea. and we're just going to pop it into Google Translate and just read it word to word, word for word.
Would be Korea.
Where else? Can you think of anywhere else?
Yeah.
France?
Yeah, that'd be tight. Or Italian music.
Oh, hell yeah. I've never listened to Italian Swedish. Music.
Swedish?
Norwegian.
ABBA? Norwegian black metal? I'm down.
Are you really?
That sounds like you've already listened.
Money, bro.
Hell yeah. I'm down.
I'm with it.
I don't know. Filipino music's really whatever's.
Borgier, whatever their
freaking
name is.
Freaking Rammstein, German metal.
They're tight.
They are pretty cool.
Filipino music and Filipino women are like stuck in Disney format of being princesses.
And the 70s.
It's crazy. Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, dude, you know what we should do? We should do Japanese 80s, like Japanese 80s.
Oh, stay with me.
Yeah, that like those songs. Those songs are bangers, dude. Anyways, yeah. Let us know. What do you want us to do a listening room on? But I hope you enjoyed the episode. Shout out to the Working On It Network. We're part of an amazing network of podcasts. We've got Banned From Chat with Brantley, Vaughn, and me. Yeet. We talk about gaming and nerd culture. League we also Legends. Have the Chit Show podcast with Leo. That's pop culture and news. And we also have Solarian Girls who talk about their favorite book series, The Zodiac Academy. And yeah, they have fun over there. And
do it. Say it. Do say it. Say it.
Solarian Girl.
Thank you.
But yeah, let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you would want us to cover, whether on the Instagram or anything. We're going to start doing unfiltered episodes. I just realized that we could do the Patreon. We can do unfiltered episodes like that, as well as After Dark episodes, where I don't bleep it out.
Fight night.
Yeah, he's been trying to avoid it.
About to be talking some mad crap.
Yep.
But Jerry, you probably beat us in Persona Fighters for sure.
Yes, what? I would. Ultimax? Oh, my God.
Fighters?
Persona Arena Ultimax.
What is that?
It's the Persona game, but for fighting. It has all the games, like 1 through
Anime
four.
Fighters.
1 through 5.
I don't think you'll beat me.
Okay. Well, make sure to join the Discord at discord.gg/workingonit, where we just hang out, we play video games, and we just vibe. So any last words, gentlemen? One
Bing
more time.
Bong, it's the boys. New song dropping. What's today? On Friday, you hear me? Yo.
In about a week.
Yo, it's the kid. It's the boy. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop it.
Friday with Handsome, right?
Handsome Price. I don't like saying that, but yeah. Price. That I'm my boy,
Handsome
Price.
Handsome Price.
Danko didn't let me say a fun fact. That's my fun fact, though. He didn't want to do the intros. Let me say my fun fact.
I just kind of recorded and was like, man, we're getting really far into it. Like,
no, because we told you. So don't.
And you're like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Do you want to record an intro?
No.
Do you want to pretend?
No. Because then this line isn't funny.
All right, guys. I hope you guys have a nice day and bye.
Peace.
Bye.